our moral, our narrative, our goal, our platform. Salam Media, our humanity.
Coming up this morning, first up, inshallah al-aziz, is our interview with Vinay Srinivasa, activist working for the Alternative Law Forum out in Bangalore. And there has been some problems, two people dead in water riots in India, out in Bangalore now. We're going to be asking him to explain to us what exactly has transpired. What are the problems? What are the problems that has transpired? Apparently, it has to do with water. Millions of farmers in both states rely on water from the Kaveri River, which originates in Karnataka and flows into Tamil Nadu before feeding into the Bay of Bengal for irrigation. And as the monsoon rains wind down in southern India in September, sources of drinking water starts running short. So the people have been demonstrating about this particular issue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to protesters to exercise restraint and follow the law as a heavy paramilitary presence was deployed on Wednesday. It is a wee bit better on the line. And let's go to Vinay. Good morning and welcome, Vinay.
Good morning, Ibrahim.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, thank you for your time. Vinay, also known as the Silicon Valley, just give us a little brief. Bangalore, what is it like in now? And then we'll talk about some of the situations that have now arisen about the issue of the water.
Right now, the situation is peaceful and, you know, the situation is back to normal. All schools and colleges and business establishments are open. And all transport services are also fully operational right now. There have been no untoward incidents since Monday night, 10:30 p.m. But there was a brief spell of violence on Monday when there was an interim judgment of the Supreme Court in Karnataka. And there was also some attacks on people from Karnataka and Tamil Nadu. There was one attack which was kind of blown out of proportion by the regional media here. So that, coupled with the adverse Supreme Court ruling, led to some violence on Monday. But things are pretty much back to normal right now.
Yes. Now, having said that, you know, Bangalore, the place itself, what do you believe, Vinay, is the most serious issue about the water? Can you explain that to us? What is the actual problem? You know, why were people protesting and who is involved in all of this, the protest?
Well, the problem pertains to the sharing of the water of the river Kaveri. The river Kaveri originates in Karnataka and flows across to Tamil Nadu before it joins the Bay of Bengal. And there has been a dispute in terms of the sharing of the water since at least 130-140 years. There were two agreements signed during the British times, you know, in the late 19th century and the early 20th century. And there have been a number of attempts to resolve the dispute. But somehow this dispute has not been resolved to everybody's satisfaction. There was a Kaveri Water Tribunal set up, which, you know, gave a verdict of how much water each state can use. But that's a verdict which works only when there is normal rainfall. But every time there is lower rainfall, there is a dispute which happens. So, for example, this time there is lower rainfall in Karnataka. There is normal rainfall in Tamil Nadu. But they're asking for the regular share of water. But the government of Karnataka says it's not able to provide that much water because this is a deficit rainfall year and that there's not enough water for irrigation or you know, enough water for drinking water to be provided to Bangalore here. But Tamil Nadu, in spite of having a normal monsoon and having plenty of water in its dam, is still asking for more water. And that has kind of angered the farmers in Karnataka, as also several people in Bangalore, you know, who are dependent on the Kaveri for drinking water.
Yes. Now, we see that apparently the state has ruled in that Supreme Court ruling that 15,000 cubic feet of water per second must be sent through. So all of this, Vinay, is this measured in a proper way? So do the people, the authorities in charge, have a good idea as to how much water will be released from time to time?
Well, the issue is that there is even a dispute in terms of how much water is actually there. For example, the Chief Minister of Karnataka is saying that we actually have 30 TMC available, but the opposition parties are alleging that you know, the measurement of water was done by the Central Water Commission, and the members of the Central Water Commission are from Tamil Nadu, and that they have not measured water properly. I think one of the chief reasons for the dispute is that there is no transparency in terms of the measurements. You know, how much water is there? It's not. It's something which is really technocratic and steeped in certain measurements, which ordinary people are not able to figure out or not able to understand. So there's no way for us to actually figure it out. So that's one of the problems that So there's also a problem of perception. So there are some people who allege that we have more water. There are some people who are saying that we have much less of water. And if we start giving 12,000 cubics a day, as the Supreme Court has ordered, that we'll run out of water shortly.
The area of the protest and the riots, where was this taking place? Because we saw burning of buses and so forth. It seems pretty violent. Where was this taking place, Vinay?
So this happened mostly in the northern parts and western parts of Bangalore. This happened on Monday. The burning of the buses happened mostly in two areas in the western part of Bangalore. And I think the problem was that the police did not take enough precautions. There was a day-long protest last week which passed off very peacefully, and I think the police got really complacent. So this time, even though the violence started, stray bits of violence started in the morning, but the police were really slow in deploying their forces across. And that's what led to the violence. So it happened in a few areas in the north and west of Bangalore, and there was a curfew imposed in those areas yesterday, day before, and now everything is back to normal, and now the police finally seem to have a grip on it, and we have in place prohibitory orders which prevent more than 5 people from assembling at a spot till the 25th of September.
So, and there is a water problem resolved? Do you think that has been sorted out in some way? Would the protest ever come back again? Or besides, now you're using force, law enforcement, to keep it down. But can it come back, or is the water problem resolved somewhat this time around?
No, it's not at all resolved. I think it is only bound to come back. I think what is required is for farmers of both states to sit and have a dialogue, to sit across the table and talk to each other without political parties and several other groups trying to muddle the whole thing. The problem is that this issue has been over-politicized, and there is a very deep emotional attachment to the Kaveri on both sides. There have been attempts from groups like the Madras Institute of Development Studies to bring farmers of both sides to the table and to have discussions, and these discussions have been going on, but because of recognition from the state to this kind of non-official effort, that's not been done. But this dispute is not going to go away anytime shortly. It's going to be there. I think every time there is a deficit of rainfall in either state, the issue is going to keep cropping up. The only long-term solution for this is for farmers from both sides to sit across the table and talk. What is complicating the issue is also that because of global warming, rainfall here is reduced, and the rainfall pattern has become erratic. That is the first thing. The second thing is that deforestation in Karnataka, in and around where the Kaveri originates, has removed thousands of trees across hundreds of acres of forest land, which has meant that the catchment area of the Kaveri, even though the area is the same, the water absorption has reduced. Plus the fact that both Karnataka and Tamil Nadu continue to pollute the river at several places. So overall, rainfall is coming down because of global warming. Whatever little rainfall is there, we're not able to absorb that because we've cut down the trees. And further, what little water is there, we're polluting it in different places, making it unfit for use in some places.
So it is genuinely a problem. And has your monsoon rains, is the season over now? Do you expect any more rains to be coming through, Vinay?
The monsoon will be over by October in Karnataka, but we will be getting some rains between October and December, not much. Tamil Nadu gets the northeastern monsoon, and so Tamil Nadu will be getting rains between October and December, but in Karnataka the monsoon season is pretty much over. So that's one of the reasons why Karnataka is saying that, look, our monsoon is over, we have a deficit this time, and we're not going to get much more rain. So, we really need to be careful about the water. No, I was saying the issue is also that the kind of crops which are grown in both states now are not suited to this kind of climate. So, if you look at districts like Mandya and Karnataka, where we're growing a lot of paddy and sugarcane since the last 30, 40 years. But this is traditionally a drier area where we used to grow millets. And, if we grow millets, we'd still have lesser of a problem because, millets don't require that much of irrigated water. Rainwater would suffice, or a little bit of irrigation would suffice. Similarly, with Tamil Nadu, the area under paddy, meaning rice cultivation, has increased several times, and this is complicating the problem further, like, you know, growing cash crops like rice and paddy instead of growing crops which suit the climate and the land.
What distance is there, and is this cause some bit of acrimony between people from Tamil Nadu and from Bangalore, from Karnataka? Is there a problem, like, you know, if they travel and across each other and you see them coming from different states, is there a problem now that's starting to grow?
Well, right now I think the problem is okay. There is not much of a problem, and train travel is ongoing. But I think some interstate buses have kind of between Karnataka and Tamil Nadu is not going to happen for the next few days because it's really easy to target buses and, you know, to throw a stone and break the glass. So interstate travel of buses is not resumed. We have the next hearing of the Supreme Court on September 20th, and I think till then, you know, forces on both sides are just going to be on the lookout. And based on the hearing, I think things will proceed.
Yes. So, obviously, at this point in time, as you say, calm has been restored. The police are on top of the situation now, and you've probably got to wait until the Supreme Court rules again. But in the meantime, things seem to be very much at ease in both Karnataka as well as in Tamil Nadu. So, we will chat to you after that Supreme Court ruling, Vinay, and just find out exactly what happened in that next ruling. At this point in time, 10 days, 15,000 feet or cubic feet of water to be given to Tamil Nadu, but we'll see what changes come about.
12,000 till September 20th.
Till September 20th, yeah. Okay, fine, great. Right. And then we'll continue chatting from there, but let's hope that peace prevails for you people out in that part of the world. Just one last question, Vinay. Why do they call Bangalore, why do they call it the Silicon Valley? Have you had a number of people, are you quite high up there as far as the IT is concerned in the state of India?
Well, Bangalore is called the Silicon Valley because the information technology revolution in India pretty much started from Bangalore. And you know, most of the software companies which are set up in India have been headquartered in Bangalore and started here. So the IT revolution in India started from here, and that's why it's called the Silicon Valley of you know, this part of the world.
Yes.
And even right now, around 3 lakh, you know, that's around 300,000 people to 400,000 people in Bangalore are employed directly in the information technology industry.
That's right. It's quite a bit of activity going on in that part of the IT field. Thank you so much for your time, Vinay, for sharing with us. We're going to be speaking to you after that next Supreme Court case and find out exactly what's the next move from there onwards. In the meantime, you have yourself a great day. Thank you, Vinay. Wonderful chatting to
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Ibrahim.
Goodbye to you, my friend.
You have a great day.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
That's right. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's right. Vinay Srinivasa, activist working for the Alternate Law Forum, talking about this issue. Water is what they are fighting about here. The Kaveri, C-A-U-V-E-R-Y, the Kaveri River, which originates in Karnataka and flows into Tamil Nadu. Now, there is a control of water there when the water comes through and how they release water. And the Tamil Nadu farmers are saying, oh, hold on, this is not enough, you know. So you are starving us of water. You're not allowing us to get enough water. So from there, you know, major protests have taken place, looting, vandalism, and so forth. Many protests, burning of buses. In fact, the one company director, Rajesh Natarajan, says 40 buses were burned or damaged. And this obviously had to be quelled. The police were not fast enough, and there was a lot of vandalism taking place and so forth. And now they've quelled it. Now not more than 5 people in Bangalore can gather. There's a curfew also, and they've brought it under control completely. Vinay says it can't just be sorted out in this particular way. There are definitely other issues on hand, and they will definitely rise up again.